Begin the current tab and set the Shavuos daf ches. Begin 7 lines down from the tab of the Yomid, where the Gemara goes back to explain the Braisa in the previous daf, and that is the Braisa was explaining in the halachas of our Mishnah, where although we're talking about Shavuos Shtayim Shein Arba, that's the topic of this Masechta, but again, as we said, the first two parakim is talking about Yediyas HaTumah, which are Shtayim Shein Arba, which is the general halacha of a Korban Oil B'Yared, which is when someone had a Yediyah in the beginning, then a Helam B'Entayim, a lapse of awareness, and then Yediyah again at the end. But then the Mishnah spoke about cases when it wasn't like that. Either that there was no Yediyah in the beginning, or there was no Yediyah at the end, which is regarding the Karbanos of Yom Kippurim, that's an atonement for that, which the Mishnah described regarding the Sar HaNasa Bifnim. There was a he-goat, which was brought inside the what's known as the Sar LaShem, which was brought inside the Kodesh HaKodeshim in the Holiest of Holies, which its counterpart was the Sar LaZazel, which was thrown off a cliff. That, the Mishnah said, is if there was Yediyah in the beginning. But there was no Yediyah at the end. He didn't find out yet that he went into the Beis HaMikdash in a state of impurity, in that lapse of awareness. Regarding that, is the Sar HaNasa Bifnim, together with Yom Kippur, is Tayla, it suspends, as the Gemara will explain, what does that mean, up until he finds out, which then when he becomes obligated in his Korban Oil B'Yared. Now regarding that halacha, the Gemara quoted a braisa, the source for that halacha, the pasuk in Yikra, it says v'chipra l'kodesh mitumis b'nei Yisrael, that the Sar HaNasa Bifnim will be an atonement for that which is holy from the impurities of the Jewish people. So the braisa says that there's three different averus chamuris, the three cardinal sins that are also called tuma, as the Gemara in the previous daf quoted from the braisa, that we find the word tuma regarding these three things. So our Gemara continues quoting from the words of the Braisa, so the Braisa concludes, and Amamar, so the Tan of the Braisa said, Yachal HaShalosh Tumas HaLalu Yehisar Mechaper. You would think regarding these three, Gilei Raisa V'Dezan Shvichas Damim, that are also called Tama, that it's regarding that the inner He-Goat atones for, which it says it atones for the Tumas of the Bnei Yisrael. Tamalema, that's what the Braisa teaches from the Pasuk. It says the words, Mei Tumas, doesn't provide atonement for all the Tumas of the Jewish people, rather from the impurities. But like called Tumas, and not all the impurities. Says the Braisa, Mamatzinu, where do we find, what do we find, Shechilik HaKosim, that the Pasuk had already elsewhere differentiated, Mechlal Kol Tumas, that it's different than all other Tumas, which we would say that the same thing would apply over here, where we're differentiating, saying that something, not all Tumas, something is the Sar HaNasa Bifnim is atoning for. Where else do we find that the Torah differentiates a specific halacha different than all other Tumas? That's Betumas Mikdash Kadasha. We find that by someone who defiles, creates impurity regarding the temple and Karbanis. Avkan Betumas Mikdash Kadasha. So too here also, when we're differentiating, he's saying that there's Sah HaNasa Bifnim is going to be atoning for something from the Tumas, it refers to the Tumas Mikdash Kadasha. That's the Rebbe Yehuda. Now, that the Gemara asks, well, my Chilik, regarding what did we find elsewhere that the Torah differentiates the Tumma of Mikdash from all of the Tumas? Because we would say, it's different than a regular halacha of Tumma, where generally, when someone does an aver b'shagig regarding Tumma or anything, he generally brings what's called a karban kavua, a set karban chatas. In contrast, over here, by Mikdash HaKadashav, it's a unique halacha, where you bring a karban oil b'yared, depends on your financial status, that's the type of karban that you're going to bring. So we see that the Torah differentiated regarding Tumas Mikdash HaKadashav, so to be here, where it's differentiating, we're saying that it's atoning for that. And that is the Gemara, Eim Avay Dezar, but I could tell you that what is the Sar HaNasa Bifnim going to be atoning for? For something else that also differentiates, which is also called Tumas, as the Braisa quoted, which refers to Avay Dezar. Oh, my Chalik, and what is the difference? Where do we find that Avay Dezar is singled out as differentiated from all other types of Averis? So says the Gemara, Simon, a mnemonic to recall the four questions of the Gemara that elsewhere, other halachas besides Tumas Mikdash HaKadashah that we find differentiations in halacha, and therefore here where we're pinking out something with Tumas B'nai Yisrael that the Sar HaNasa Bifnim is atoning for, who said it's from Mikdash HaKadashah like Rabbi Yehuda says? Maybe it's like the first Gemara's question of Avodah Zarah, or as we'll see, Yeledes, a woman who gave birth, or Mitzairah, a person with Tzaras, or Nazir, someone that was a Nazir that became Tameh, where each one of these are halachas regarding Tumah. And maybe it's regarding their liabilities that the Sar HaNasa Bifnim is atoning for, not for Tumas Mikdash HaKadashah. Where do we find out what this is different? Says the Gemara, the Maisi Seira, Vilei Kispa. In contrast to other liabilities of Karis, the halacha is you could either bring a Seira, which is a she-goat, or a Kisva, which is a ewe, which is a female sheep. In contrast, the halacha is by the zara, you could only bring the seira and not the kisva. So see, that's different than all other halachas, and it's called tuma. Maybe it's regarding that the zara nasa b'fnim is atoning for. And then Rav Kahane says no, because anan, us, this that we're saying mama tina shachali, we're saying, what did we find that the Torah differentiates? We want to find a differentiation of chalak lahakal kamrina. We were talking about that where the Torah differentiates as a leniency. That's what we're looking for, which is similar to the concept of the sar hanasa b'fnim, which is a leniency. Where it is that an individual could have an atonement with a carbon sibur, where he doesn't have to lose out his own money of buying a carbon. And that is what we find, for example, by Tumas Mekadosh HaKadoshim, where that's a leniency that we find, Oyla B'Yerud, he doesn't have to bring an animal carbon. If he's poor, he could bring birds. If he's even poor, he could bring flour. Whereas Vahai, Chalak Lahachmahu, this and you find that Avodah Zarah is different. Yeah, it's different, but it's different as an astringency. Because if, let's say, the guy can't find the Seira, a Shigod, unless with a lot of money, he still has to bring it. He doesn't have the option of a Kisva as a regular Chiv Karas. So therefore, that wouldn't be an option to say that's what the Sahaf Nas Befnim is atoning for. So the Gemara has the second question. Amy Yeledis. Say, we're talking about a woman who gave birth, where she has a Chiv Karban, known as the Karban of Yeledis, where if, let's say, Yom Kippurim passed by, and she didn't yet bring her Karban Yeledis, that she should be allowed to eat from Karchum without bringing a carbon, which is generally the halacha, she has to bring a carbon first. Say that what the Torah is saying, the Sar Nasa B'fnim will work, is for Yeledis. Because the Chalak, the Maisa Oyla B'Yarid, she has the same thing as Tumas Mikdash HaKadoshim. She also has, she became Tumay in birth, and she also has a carbon Oyla B'Yarid, where therefore we should make the same differentiation. Torah differentiates regarding Yeledis Oyla B'Yarid, and it's regarding that that we say Mitumas, but like Koltumas, referring to Yeledis. Who says referring to Tumas Mikdash HaKadoshim? On Adam Rav Hashi says no, because the Pasuk says over there, L'chol Chatasam, the Sar Nasa B'fnim is for all the Tumas that relate to L'chol Chatasam, all their sins, V'loy L'chol Tumasam, and not for all their impurities. The carbon of Yeledis does not come for atonement. She didn't do anything wrong by having a child. Rather, it's just to purify her from her impurities to permit her to partake of kachim, and therefore it cannot be referring to Yeledis. And that is the Gemara, but the Reb Shimon Yechai Dama that he says in Masech Des Nida, Naf Lamad Alvam Abeis, he says, Yeledis Nami Chaitas, actually a woman who gave birth is a sinner, and that's actually why she brings her carbon chatas, is because she sinned. Is because when she's kneeling to give birth, she swears she's never going to have relations again to go through this difficulty of childbirth again. And therefore she has to bring a carbon, Michael Mema, according to him, what are you going to say? It is l'chol chatasim, it is for a sin, and therefore maybe when the Torah is saying sar nasa b'fnim is creating an atonement, it's for a yeledis, not for tumas mikdash hakadoshim. That says the Gemara, who are you asking from? Reb Shimon ben Yochai. Reb Shimon l'tamei, Reb Shimon actually goes according to his reasoning that in this brisa itself that the Gemara is going to shortly quote, where we're quoting Reb Yehuda's opinion, the Amar, he says, Memkaimahu Mukhra. He says that actually you don't need this drasha of that where we find the Torah's Mechalik, which according to Reb Yehuda says, by Mikdash HaKadoshim, and therefore here where the Torah is differentiating and saying that there's atonement of for some things of Tuma, which we're saying is Mikdash HaKadoshim, Reb Shimon actually says you don't need that Binyan Av. He says, you learn it out from the words of the Pasuk itself, which we're going to quote later on, which we had from the previous stuff. So therefore, yeah, according to him, it wouldn't be obvious that it'd be Tumas Mikdash HaKadoshim. It could have been Yeledis, but he doesn't learn it from there anyway. He learns it from the Pasuk itself that tells you clearly it's regarding Tumas Mikdash HaKadoshim. I think I'm going to ask question number three, but Eim Mitzayra. But maybe say it's referring to a Mitzayra, where the Gemara didn't have to explain where it's different, because it's the same question that we had by Yeledis, because what's different about it is that it brings Oyla B'Yarid. The same thing applies to Mitzayra, is also it has a carbon Oyla B'Yarid. So it's the same thing as Tumas Mikdash HaKadoshim. Maybe that's what the Pasuk is referring to. And they hear again, the Gemara says, Amar Avayish, it says, no, L'chol Chatoisim, it says, for all their sins, V'loy L'chol Tumas, not for all their impurities. A Mitzayra has to bring a carbon, but that's because of his Tumah, not because of a sin. It's something from heaven that he gets aras. But then that's the Gemara, that he says, actually, it's for seven different types of sins that a nega of tzaraas comes. As Gemara says, so you see that it's because of a sin that he has to bring a carbon. So, Michael, what are you going to say? That is l'chol chataisim. And therefore, maybe it's referring to mitzayra and not to tumas mikdash hakadoshim that the sar hanasim b'fnim atones for. Says the Gemara, no. Hasam nige dechapele, even according to Bishmu ben Nachmeni, the pain of the nega is what atones for him for the sin. V'karben l'shturi b'kol. The carbon's only to permit him to come into the kehillah of the Jewish people where he has to be ostracized and sent out of the camps because he's tamei. The carbon just allows him to come back to the kehillah. But the actual atonement for the sins is by the neg itself and not by the carbon. So therefore, when it says that this carbon is l'chol chataisim, that cannot refer to the mitzayir. So the Gemara's question number four, ve'im a nazir tamei. But maybe we're talking about a nazir, someone who takes a vow not to partake of any wine derivatives or wine and not to cut his hair. And moreover, he's not allowed to become tamei. So therefore, regarding a nazir that becomes tamei, maybe that's who's being atoned for by the sar nasa b'fnim, because the chalak, there the Torah differentiates regarding him also, the ma'isi terim b'nei yayna, he doesn't bring an animal carbon like a general a person that does a sin. He brings turtle doves and pigeons, as the pasuk says in Bamidbar Perek Vav BeYemish Min Yavish Teisayim. He brings two turtle doves. So we see that the Torah differentiates in a lenient way, and maybe it's for him that the Sar Nasa B'Fnim regarding his tuma, that's what for that sin that he became tuma is what the Sar Nasa B'Fnim is atoning for. And that Rav Hirsch says no, l'chol chataisim for all their sins, but l'chol tamasim and not for all their impurities, because when the nazir actually brings a carbon, his carbon is not an atonement. It's to re-affect the Naziris of Tahara that he has to start over again. As the Pasuk says, V'hizru l'Hashem esimei Nizroi, that he has to separate himself during the days of Naziris. And it says, V'ayam hirishayim yiplu, the first days that he had counted, that fell over. And it's exes akasev that the new Naziris does not start until he brings a carbon. So that's not l'chol chataisim. It's for l'chol tamasim, and therefore they cannot be what the carbon the nasa b'fnim is working for him, for his carbon, because his carbon is not for ched, it's for his tuma. And that is the Gemara, again, same type of a question as before. Reb Elazar Kapper, that he says, in Masechtas Tainis, Davir Alef, Min Alef, Da'am a Nazir, Nami Chaytehu, he says that actually, no, the Nazir is a sinner. And the reason why he's considered a sinner is because he's paining himself by separating himself unnecessarily from wine, where Hashem gave the world to enjoy. And he's separating. Michael Mem, according to him, what are you going to say? That his carbon is because that he sinned by separating from wine. So it is l'chol chataisim, and maybe therefore the carbon hanasa b'fnim is for the nazir shatame. Says the Gemara, you're right. But we could say that the reason why it was obvious, according to Yehuda, that it was referring to Tumas Mimdi Kedoshav and not to Nazir, is because Savala Krib Shimon. Reb Elazar Kapper actually is the Krib Shimon, to Amamim Kaima Hu Mukhra. That, as we're going to shortly see, that it's it was obvious in the Pasuk itself that the Sahanasa Bifnim was for Tumas Mimdi Kedoshav, and therefore it's not referring to the Nazir that was became Tamei, because, although, yeah, according to Reb Elazar Kapper, it doesn't necessarily have to be like Rabbi Yehuda said, it could have been Nazir Shatame, but that's only becoming from Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Elazar Kapper holds a Reb Shimon that the pasuk itself is obvious that's referring to Tumas Mikdash Gadasha. So now the Gemara goes back to explain those words of the Braisa, which is the next opinion. Amamar, so the Tana of the Braisa said, Reb Shimon, I mean, he disagrees with Rabbi Yehuda. He says you don't need a binyan av, like Rabbi Yehuda was learning that, oh, where do we find Torah differentiates? We find between Tumas Mikdash, which the Gemara was asking, oh, other places which we answered those questions that the Torah differentiates. Also, so to over here, when the Torah is differentiating, that when it says, from their sins, from their tumah, which tumah are we referring to? Tumas Mikdash Gadasha. It says, no, you don't need that. It says, M'kaimahu Mukhar, from the place itself of the pasuk where it talks about the Saranas B'fnim, it's obvious that's referring to Tumas Mikdash Gadasha. Why? The pasuk says, V'chipar ala kaidish mitumah. It says that there's going to be an atonement for the holy things from the tumas. Which means mitumasa ishal kaidish v'chul. If you read the pasuk, it's telling you from the impurities of kaidish, meaning regarding a tuma in the mikdash or kadashav, that's what the sar nasa b'fnim is coming for. Ask the Gemara, Shabba kam Reb Shimon. Shimon seems to be saying very well. The pasuk seems to be clearly indicating that it's tuma tumas mikdash kadashav. Why does Yehuda have to come on to a binyan av to learn it out from elsewhere? That where do we find the Torah was machalik, and here also the chilik event is going to be referring to tumas mikdash kadashav. Says the Gemara, Reb Yehuda Malach, he would tell you no hahumi boile. These words of this pasuk are necessary to teach something else, and therefore it wouldn't be available to teach the way Reb Shimon's reading it, to tell that it refers to Tumas Mikdash or Gadashav, because the pasuk is coming to teach according to Yehuda, Ki heich da avid lefnai v'lefnim, just like it was, as it says earlier, regarding the zrika of the dam of the saranas b'fnim in the holiest of the holies, kodesh kedoshim, you did achas lamala v'sheva lamata. There is one that's thrown upward and seven thrown downward from the dam apar and the dam hasar. Here, when it says the words v'chiper ala kodesh, But that's coming to teach is Hachi Nave Behechel, that the same thing should be done in the Hechel, which we call the Kodesh, the sanctuary outside of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Because when it says in the words Ala Kodesh, it means you should do the same thing on the Kodesh. Not the way Rabbi Shimon reads it, that it's for the Kodesh. But rather it's on the Pareiches, that's on the outside, on the Kodesh, you do the same Achas Lamala, B'Sheva Lamata. That's what the Pasuk is teaching. And it's not available to teach you that's regarding Tumas Mikdash HaKadoshim. Whereas Rabbi Shimon, he would tell you, no, Hahu, that Halacha, that it's the same thing of Achas Lamala, B'Sheva Lamata, that's done in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the same thing is done in the Heichel, Mivachein Yasa Nafki. Learns out where the Pasuk says, V'chein Yasa Lo'oyel Mayid, that so too you should do in the El Mayid. So the Pasuk clearly says that the same thing you do. You don't need to learn that out from Ala Kodesh. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda, he would tell you, no, Imahi, if we only had, yeah, seemingly the Pasuk is using like Rabbi Shimon. The Pasuk already says to do the same thing in Olam Haba, but he says, no. Imahi, if we only had that, Hava Mina, I would thought to say, Nesi Par Besor Achrin Ibn Abed, that we have to bring a new bull and a new goat to do the same thing in the outside. Just like in the inside, that you had to bring a sar and a par and do the blood inside. So I would think the same thing would be in the outside. You have to bring a new sar and a par. Kamash Balan, that's what it's teaching when it says v'chiper, from that, what do you have the atonement from? It itself. And then it says v'chein yaseh, to explain that what is the atonement which the pasuk is commanding, that you should do everything like you did inside. So therefore, according to Yehuda, you need to have both. One is telling you that you have the same power and sar, and then, but how should you do it? You do it exactly as you did it inside, which is achal malav v'shav lamata. Whereas Reb Shimon, he would tell you, no, v'chein yaseh lo'il mo'id, when it says in the pasuk, and so do you should do for the oil mo'id, minei mashma, that sounds like from that which you had done inside, which is the same power and sar. And therefore, you don't need that to teach you one idea of that it should be the same one and that you should do it the same way. Rather, it's obvious it's from the same one. And therefore, v'chein yaseh lo'il mo'id is also teaching you that you should do the same achas lamala v'shev lamata. And therefore, he has v'chiper ala kodesh as extra to make the drasha to tell you that it's for the kodesh, those tumas, which is tumas mikdash u'kodasha. Now, Amamar, the time the Braisa continued, it said, okay, so we know either from, like Rabbi Shimon said, v'mkaymahu mochra, or like Yehuda said, from elsewhere, we know it's referring to tumas mikdash u'kodasha. Continues the Braisa, now yochel al kol tumas sheba kodesh, yehi sar zemachapa. So you would think the sar nasbef nim should atone for all types of tumas that apply to something of kodshim or going into the Beis HaMikdash. Tamalim, as the Pasuk teaches, mipish'eyem l'chol chatoisim megaymer, from the wanton sins to all the inadvertent sins, etc., which, as we explained, which is just like a pesha, a wanton sin, a deliberate sin, is not someone that brings a carbon because he's amazed. So through the chatoim, the inadvertent sins, ma'niyu, what is that? What type of tumah is the pasuk excluding, which is something that would be chayiv in the carbon? Which one is that? That's yesh bo yediyah b'tchila, v'yesh bo yediyah b'sayf. If the guy had an awareness beforehand, he knew this is, he's tumah and this is the Beis HaMikdash. And then he had a lapse of awareness, and then he recalled, that's the case that would be excluding by saying that, no, there's a liability for carbon. That's not similar to a pesha. There, the sar nasabafnim is not going to be an atonement for it. It's only where a person knew in the beginning, but he didn't know yet at the end, then he's not chayving a carbon yet, that's where the sar nasabafnim atones for. And that has the Gemara, haibar carbon hu. But the case we just described that we'd be excluding from the sar nasabafnim is what he had yedi b'tchila and yedi b'sayf. We know that from the opening mishnah. That's a chiv of carbon oil b'yared. Why would I need a pasuk to tell you that the sar hanasa b'fnim is not going to be atoning for that? Of course not. He already has an obligation of bringing his own carbon oil b'yared. So why would I need the pasuk to exclude that? Says the Gemara, loy tzricha, no, it's necessary. It would be talking about where he only found out. He knew beforehand. He forgotten, and he found out right before Yom Kippur that he, right as the sun was about to set, that he's chayiv in the carbon oil yard, where he doesn't have time to bring his carbon, it's starting Yom Kippur. Sulkatatchamina, I would have thought to say, ad the maisi, until he gets a chance to bring it, he'll get the first opportunity after Yom Kippur. As we continue to Amid Bey's nitzilei, it should be suspended for him, that from getting afflictions, What should do that? The Saranasa Bifnim should be Toila, just like actually is Toila for the Ikra Halach of Saranasa Bifnim, when he had Yedi B'Tchila and he didn't have Yedi B'Saifa then. Here, where even though he has Yedi and there's a Chiv Karban, but he doesn't have a chance to bring it because Yom Kippur, maybe Obi Yom Kippur, it should be a suspension of him until he gets a chance to bring it. Kamas Mulan, that's what the Brice is teaching, that no, that it doesn't even provide a Tliya, a suspension. It only does that when there was no Yedi B'Saif here, even though it's right before Yom Kippur, but he has a deep asif, it's not going to be taila for him in that case. Now, Amamar, the time the Brisa said, Minayin sheyesh bidi b'tchila. How do we know regarding that it's the halach of Isar Nasa b'fnim is when he knew beforehand, he knew that he's Tamei and he knew that this is the base of Mikdash. But then he had a lapse of awareness. Ve'im b'yidi b'saif, and he didn't find out yet that he had done something wrong. Shesar zir taila, that this is the he-goat that's brought inside the Beis HaMikdash and the Kodesh HaKodeshim, that it's for that that this suspense for. That was the question of the Brisa, which then the Brisa answers it. But the Gemara asks on the question of the Brisa, minayin? From where? Michael Kashle. What's the question of the time of the Brisa that he's saying, from where do we know that it's regarding this that this is going to be atonement for? But we already learned. We said that it's regarding that which does not have a liability of a carbon. It's regarding that the Saranas Bafim is atoning for, because we're comparing it to Pesha. This is a case of not being chayav in the carbon yet, because it doesn't have a deep asif, and therefore that's chet similar to Pesha. So what's the Brisa asking? How do we know that it is? What do you mean? This is obviously the case. It says the Gemara Nahochi Kokashli. This was the question of Tan the Brisa. Now that you said chatom dumi de b'shoyim, that how do we know we're excluding, let's say, when there's a di b'tchil and di b'saif, when there's a chiv of carbon? Because it has to be a chet, which is similar to a pasha, which is ma p'shom de la b'nei carbon, just like a wanton sin. There's no carbon because you do b'mezid. Av chatom inamin de la b'nei carbon. So we said the chet also has to be something which is not a chiv of carbon. But then the Gebraisa asked, then the aim of Mapsham, then you should take it one step further. You should say, just like a wanton sin, the lab and a carbon, la'ilam, which you never become liable in the carbon. Amazing, you never bring a carbon. It's only for Shaggy. Afcha toim, the lab and a carbon, la'ilam. So maybe say that a chet that we're saying the Saranas Bafim is atoning for is only for a type of a chet which would never come to a liability of bringing a carbon. Umainin, what case would that be talking about? Aim by Yedi B'Tchila, when he didn't know anything beforehand, he didn't know that he was Tamei. But he was, and he went into the Beis HaMikdash. V'yesh b'yidi b'saif, and he finds out about it only afterwards. Regarding that's a case where you never come to bring a carbon, because the halacha of Tumas Mikdash HaKadosh is only when you have yidi b'tchila, hella bein time, and yidi b'saif. Avayesh b'yidi b'tchila ve'im b'yidi b'saif, but regarding the case that we're describing up until now, that the Sar Nasim of him atones for, when he knew in the beginning, but he yet didn't know yet at the end, kiven the chimisya de lebar carbon, since once he's going to find out, he's going to be chayim in the carbon, emalei litli, I should say that there's no suspension for that, because it has to be similar to Pasha, which never brings a carbon, it's ultimately going to bring a carbon. And moreover, says the Gemara, v'chitam, and if you're going to say, im b'yidi b'tchila, v'yesh b'yidi b'saif, what do you mean, how could I say this? What's the time of the Brisa's question that I should refer to when he didn't know in the beginning, but he knew at the end? And not the case that we're saying up until now, which when he knew in the beginning, but didn't know at the end, because then you'll ultimately come to a chayiv carbon at the end. Says the Gemara, but wait a second, how can we entertain that question? How can we say that it would be referring to a case of when he didn't know in the beginning, but he knew at the end? Saranas b'chutz v'yom kippur mechaper. What do you mean? You can't say that's what the saranas b'fnim atones for, because that's the saranas b'chutz, the ego that's performed outside, and yom kippur that atones for that case. That says the Gemara. No, the Tana, the Brisa question was still sogetaydech amina nepech mepech. I would have thought to say, but yes, we should switch them around. That we should say, and this is what the Tana the Brisa's question was, that the Saranas B'Fnim should atone for the case which there's no Yedi in the beginning, but there was Yedi at the end, which will never come to a Chiv Karban. Yet the Saranas B'Chutz should suspend for that which has Yedi in the beginning, but didn't have Yedi B'Saif at the end. That was the Tana the Brisa's question. And therefore, that's what Tana the Brisa says, Amakra, to answer that question, the Pasuk says, L'chol Chataisim. Doesn't say, Mepishayim umechatasim, from their wanton sins and from their erroneous sins. Rather, it says lachol chataisim. What that comes to teach you is only right now are we comparing it to a pasha, which only right now is not a chiv carbon, but it's going to suspend it until it will ultimately come to its obligation of chatas. Because when it says lachol chataisim, the inference is that it is a something which is lochol chatzis and that will come to a chiv of chatzis. Just right now it doesn't have. What case is that? What's right now like a pesha but will come to chatzis is when he had a yedi b'tchila but he didn't have a yedi b'seif yet. Now on that the Gemara asks, but so why are we always saying that it's toila, that it's going to suspend, that until he brings his carbon, then it's going to save him. But v'neskapa kapar gabur. Why don't we say that the son of Asbafnim makes a total atonement, doesn't have to bring any more his carbon oil b'yarid? Why do we say it's only Tyler? Says the Gemara, you have to be medayik again in the pasuk. Iksiv mechatosim, had it said that from their sins, that it provides atonement from their sins, katakamet, that would be like what you're saying, that it atones for the sins. Bahashadiksiv lichol chatoisim, but now that it says that it atones for all their lichol chatoisim, for all their sins, what that reads is, le is to, lahanach to asu lichol chatoisim. We're talking about it's atoning for that which will come to a chiv of chatas. What does that mean? Because only now it suspends. Right now, there's nothing bad that's going to happen. But it will ultimately come, because when he has yedi b'saif, then he'll be chayv and bring his carbon oil b'yard. So the Gemara asks, so if it's not atoning, then for what purpose is it suspending? It's not atoning. What does suspension do if it's not really atoning? Because he's going to have to bring his carbon when he finds out at the end. So Reb Zevi says what it means to say is leimer. It's saying she'im meis, if he passes away before he ends up finding out about it and bringing his carbon el biyarid, then meis b'lo yavin. What the Yom Kippur carbons of the Sarnas Bifnim does is that he dies without sin. It's not his total atonement, but if he dies, he's going to die without sin. And that asks Omali Rav. He says, what do you mean im meis? If he dies, misa mamrakis. The death itself is purges his sin. Because as the Gemara says, the last parak of Masechta Yuma, Peivav Medalv, that death purges all sins that a person did tshuva on. Because the tshuva itself does not complete the atonement, and neither Yom Kippur for regarding, let's say, very severe sins. But death does purge. So why do you have to say that in that case, if he dies, that it's for that Yom Kippur is toilah? What do you mean? If he dies, anyway, death itself is going to purge the sin. Rather, Elam Rava, he says, Lahogin Lav Mani Yisurin. What it does is, it protects him from affliction. Because if a person does something wrong, he deserves Yisurin. Here, the person doesn't know yet about it. The Sarnas Bifnim protects him, but what it doesn't provide atonement. And therefore, when he finds out about it, he has to go ahead and bring his carbon el biyarid. But one thing that it is Taila, is that it protects him from affliction. Now the Gemara goes back to explain the halacha of our opening Mishnah. Mishnah said, "Ein b'yedi b'tchila v'yesh b'yedi b'saif." Let's say the person didn't know that he was tamei or that this was the mikdash before him, but he finds out at the end that what he had done, he was tamei and he had eaten a carbon or gone to the base of mikdash. There, sar nasa b'chutzi v'mikibur mechapa v'chulu. There, the outer he goat, which is brought in the outside, not inside the base of mikdash, but rather in the azar, it's that he goat with him kippur together that provide the atonement for that person's tumas mikdash or kedasha. And that has to go on mechti. Let's see. Iskushe iskish lahadadi. As the Mishnah says, that we compare the Sar Nasa Bifnim to the Sar Nasa Bichutz. Because it says by the Sar Nasa Bichutz, the words in the Pasuk are, Visar chatas echad, that you bring a higot that's a karma chatas, milvat chatas a gibur, besides for the karma chatas that's brought inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, which that's the Sar Nasa Bifnim. The Pasuk is acquitting you, the two of them, to tell you regarding what this atones for, as the Gemara said in the Avbezim and Av, regarding what this atones for, which the Sar Hanasa Bifnim, so too this atones for, which is Sar Hanasa Bichutz, that they both atone for Tumas Mikdash or Kedasha, which we just differentiated, so that, but not the same thing. Sar Hanasa Bifnim is when there's Yediyah B'Tchila, but no Yediyah B'Saif, and Sar Hanasa Bichutz is when there's Yediyah, no Yediyah B'Tchila, but there is Yediyah B'Saif. And that is Sigma, but if we're equating the two of them, then B'Nechaper Pnimi Adi Dei, then let's equate the two of them totally. Let the Sar Hanasa Bifnim atone for the one that it atones for, meaning, like we said before, that it suspends regarding when there was a yedi b'tchila, but there was no yedi b'saif, via dechitzen, and also for the outer ones, meaning when there is no yedi b'tchila, but there is yedi b'saif. But nafkamina, the relevancy, the consequence of that would be lehecha deloya b'tchitzen. What do you need to atone for? What the chitzen is? If the chitzen is going to atone for that, says the Gemara, if let's say they didn't have enough seirim, they didn't have another one to use as a sar nas b'chutz. If you're equating the two of them, say that they both atone for what the other one atones for. So therefore, why are we saying the Sar Nasa Bifnim only atones for when there's yesh yedi b'tchila and no yedi b'saif? Maybe it's even if there is no yedi b'tchila and there is yedi b'saif. That says the Gemara, no amakra, the Pasuk says, achas. It says in the Pasuk, v'chipa aron akal noisav, that aron provides an atonement on the corners of the Mizbeach Achas Bashana, once a year, which that's talking about the Mizbeach HaPanimi, the Mizbeach HaZav, the inner Mizbeach in the Kodesh, which is that there is an atonement that's done on that Mizbeach, only this once a year from the Dama Par and the Dama Sar, the Par is for the Kaanim, the Sar HaNas Bifnim is for the people. And this is seemingly a superfluous pasuk, because what is it needed for? If it's coming to tell us that the Dama of the Chatzis HaKippurim is atoned on the Mizbeach HaZav, but that the pasuk says explicitly in Parashas Achrei Mais, it says V'yatzal Mizbeach, goes out to the Mizbeach, which is the inner Mizbeach, coming out from the Holiest of Holies, which is Lefnei Hashem, V'chipur Lav. So what is this pasuk teaching? Rather, it's coming to teach us a drasha, and it's coming to say, achas, once. It only has one atonement, meaning, kapara achas mechaper, the sahar nasa befnim, which is done on the Mizbeach HaZav, only atones for one thing. And it does not atone for two things, meaning it only does for what we said the sahar nasa befnim does, which is for that which is yedi b'tchila and no yedi b'saif, and it does not atone for a second thing, which is when there's no yedi b'tchila and there is yedi b'saif, which is what the sahar nasa b'chutz atones for. So we know that the sahar nasa b'fnim cannot atone for the sahar nasa b'chutz. But ask the Gemara the other way. But let the outer sahar atone for what it does, which is what we said that when there's no yedi b'tchila and there is yedi b'saif, because of the hekesh, like we said, and also for what the inner one does for. And nafkamina, what would be the relevancy of that? Latuma de'ir ben zeh lazeh. The sahar nasa b'fnim is done first. And so it takes an hour from that till he does the sahar nasa b'chutz. And let's say there's a tumas, a mikdash kedusha that happens in the interim. There would be a huge nafkamina that the sahar nasa b'chutz would atone for that. Why are we saying that it's only for when there's no yedi b'tchila and there's yedi b'saif? Maybe even when there's yedi b'tchila and there's no yedi b'saif, the sahar nasa b'chutz should atone for that. And that says the Gemara, Amakra, the Pasuk says, actually the same Pasuk, it says, Achas Bashana, once a year. That same Pasuk says the word Achas Bashana two times. First it says, as we quoted before, V'chipa Aaron al Karnais of Achas Bashana, the Aaron atones on the corners of the Mizbeach HaZav, the inner Mizbeach, once a year. The Pasuk continues and says, Midam Chatas HaKippurim, from the blood of the Chatas of the Atonement. Achas Bashana Yichapa, once a year, be that atonement. Now, the beginning of the Pasuk has the word achas near the words v'chipur al karnoisav, which that's the drush that we said before, that v'chipur achas, it atones for one thing, meaning it only has one atonement, the sahar nasa b'fnim, and it does not atone for what the sahar nasa b'chutz does, which doesn't have a different atonement. What the Gemara here now is quoting, regarding the second Gemara's question, is the next time it says in the Pasuk. The end of the Pasuk has the word yichaper near the word bashana, where it says, Achas Bashana Yichaper, once a year it's going to have this atonement, meaning to say that no other carbon throughout the year will have this atonement. Only this one, the Chatas HaKippurim, the Sahar Nasa B'fnim, is going to make that atonement, meaning Kaparazu, Loitehei, Ela Achas Bashana. That this atonement, as the Gemara continues on top of Tesman Alf, will only be once a year. So it works both ways. That pasuk is talking about Sahar Nasa B'fnim, but it's telling us two things. This carbon is only Achas, has only one atonement, which therefore cannot atone for what the Sahar Nasa B'chutz does. Moreover, the Pasuk is saying that this atonement of when there's Yedi B'tchila, no Yedi B'saif, is only Achas B'shon, is only once a year, which tells us that the Sahar Nasa B'chutz cannot atone for what the Sahar Nasa B'chutz does, because that would be a second time in the year that it would atone for. And therefore, we know that the Sahar Nasa B'chutz cannot atone for what the Sahar Nasa B'chutz, and the Sahar Nasa B'chutz cannot atone for what the Sahar Nasa B'chutz does.